that you don't see until the fifth movie. And I wish it would have happened in the second one, because the second one went into screen one was in theaters for 31 weeks. So that was in, for those that I think I roughly could do the math on it. It came out between December 17th and 19th, 1996. It was in theaters till about May. They started production of Scream 2 that May, late May, early June.
Mm.
And typically when you rush production like that, you're never going to get the same product. And it can always tell. A lot of people do not like this movie. I think I love it.
You do?
The more I watch it, I think I love it. It's so silly.
It is.
It's so silly. Dewey has his weird cowboy theme music anytime. Dun, 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 dun. Like, his weird cowboy music anytime he pops on screen. He has a limp now. It's so crazy. It is funny. I get to watch Omar Epps get killed.
And the way he gets killed is just like, what? Oh my gosh.
I went from being partially scared watching Scream 1 to kind of laughing the moment I saw Scream 2. And a lot of people don't think this movie stands out. And I understand, because it's kind of taking a play on what you know as a sequel. And they kind of just play with it a little bit. So sequels tend to already get rushed in production. They just tend to go heavy on the violence, what you like about it. They go extra. It's going to go super extra meta in it. It works for me. I think the one thing where it kind of falls flat, and this is the one thing that you kind of notice, it feels very disjointed. Like, you don't really know what's going on. It's just a lot of moving pieces. Mm-hmm. There's no real plot at some point. And here's why. The original script leaked online. I was like, damn. Y'all had forums on the internet in 1997. The script leaked online and it had like the full plot that came out of who the killer is going to be and everything. Mm-hmm. They were pissed. I think there's like 10 different versions of the script. It spanned from, I guess, Memorial Day weekend to about mid to late August. It had that many rewrites. You did not know what was going to happen initially. And I think one thing that kind of like a newer movie starts, especially Scream 4 and 5, they started kind of taking elements that wouldn't have been in, that almost were used in the original trilogy and using it for their own. That's why I kind of think I have in my mind what they're going to do with Scream 6.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing that they were going to do with it was, it was initially going to be the roommate and Sydney's boyfriend. They were originally going to be the killers. And with them kind of following the mapping of your sequels and how kind of doing the bigger, badder thing with there being an in-universe stab, they wanted to make their own sequel. As you know, they end up doing that. I think they end up doing that in 5 a little bit. But they meet on a messenger board for serial killers, quote unquote, because the internet is not as regulated as it would have been. They meet and they kind of want to just do their own thing with that. There's been times where they messed around with the idea of Dewey being the killer, with Cotton Weary having something to do with it at one point, whether it's actually him killing someone or him kind of being like your wild card at the end to kind of just fuck with some shit. They even teased around some ideas of Gail being the killer as well.
Mm.
And what am I to say any of them would have worked better than what we were giving? I'm not too sure.
I don't think so.
I'm not too sure. Cause I think it, to me, it kind of fit what was going on with people who were trying to kill for status and fame around the mid to late 90s. Everyone was kind of, I feel like I had a big list. They specifically cited like how big the OJ trial was. or even the Menendez brothers trial. Like, the trials were bigger than the crime themselves. So they want to up the ante instead of dying and you being immortalized because a reporter decides she loves fame and she wanted to write a book. And said, let's up that. We can really immortalize ourselves. I would do spend all my time in jail for that. The mom thing is what gets me. That was a last minute change. She wasn't originally wasn't going to be Billy's mom. And I didn't like that. I was never a fan of her being the mom because I think my mom logically, she was like, you killed my son. I was like, yeah, but he did this because you left. Like, you left.
Right. Home. That's
when.
It's funny. Like, you did try to kill her. I mean, does that not mean anything?
But even to this day, I'm always just like, when he's like, I have a partner, and then Gail walks out, you're like, oh, did Gail do this? And then she walks out. It's like, Mrs. Loomis? I was like, get the fuck out of here. John, get the fuck out of here. He's like, yeah, I got lipo. What?
Right.
That's why you couldn't recognize me. I had lipo surgery. I'm like, excuse me. You're telling me. And I have to make sure I watch it. I look for this every single time. I have YouTube Premium. It is available for me to watch on YouTube, the full movie. I've watched it multiple times this past week to make sure. I said, did Sydney really never run into her? Did Sydney never run into this woman before the climax? She never ran into her. So conveniently, with all this going around, she's supposed to be a supposed reporter. I do not know what's going on my internet. Hopefully, we're good. She's supposed to be this supposed reporter who's covering this whole thing. Cotton wants to go big with the story. He runs to her multiple times. Somehow, this woman has never been in front of Sydney's face to say, hey, that woman looks familiar. Not even that woman looks familiar. Like, hey, because she recognized her. That's Billy's mom. Mm-hmm. Why is Billy's mom here?
Yeah, that is pretty crazy. They never ran into each other.
Never. Maybe in the original script of it, I don't know. But from the sounds of it, I was watching a video on it today to get some background info. Jerry O'Connell, who plays Sydney's boyfriend, he said that when they got the script, the final 20 pages were missing because they didn't have an ending yet. They were likely still doing the rewrite. So we don't know what they went through to get this final ending. You say, hell, this is the best. Like, this is the best we could do. But I still find charm in it because it's really funny.
I do. This was probably for the longest my least favorite one. But then when 4 came out, I started to appreciate it more, I think. I like Mickey as one of the killers, but I do agree with the whole mom thing. That was kind of like,
The only issue I have with Mickey being the killer, and shout out to Dead Meat YouTube channel. They do kill counts. They point out little stuff that I would have never noticed. And they said after the scene where Sydney's boyfriend does the whole Tom Cruise Top Gun scene where he's singing on the table, they're like, he disappears from the movie. I'm like, wait, he does? He is nowhere to be found after that little scene. So I'm just like, what the hell? Who was meant to be the actual killer? And I think it's something that they do a way better job of. And I just chalk a lot of this up to production went fast and leaks happen. Because every other scene, they do a good job of giving you great red herrings. That's why I feel like somewhere they kind of confirm it. I feel somewhere that was supposed to happen. Where either Cotton was supposed to be a killer, Gail was supposed to be a killer, somebody.
Yeah,
was supposed to be in the mix.
Yeah, the roommate.
And even Dwayne Martin's character was supposed to die too. But they liked his improv and they said, hey, maybe this guy should live. I like it a lot.
I think it would have, if it had to been another killer, I would have liked it to be, yeah, the roommate. I think the boyfriend, it would have been too predictable if he was Ghostface. And Cotton. I think I could have seen Cotton being Ghostface.
Cotton would have been awesome. I've always naturally liked this guy's acting until I never realized he ended up being Lee Schreiber. And they just so happened to say that he crafts his big role out of this movie simply because he just happened to get the part of a non-speaking role in the first movie. And he just goes on to do this whole big thing. I wish we would have gotten a better character arc. But I think there's a lot. We're going to get into that in Scream 3. One of Wes Craven's biggest regrets, he said there was not a time where he did not regret killing off Randy. He says he regrets killing off Randy so much.
Yeah.
And it is like, I was like, yeah, that kind of makes a lot of sense. I was mad as hell. I said, he's not dead for real. I said, come on, stop playing with me. I'm like, stop it. Like, you tell me Dewey lived, but we witnessed Dewey get stabbed in the back again.
So many times.
Like, he got stabbed in the soundproof music hall.
Like, right.
In the blood. I'm like, how does this dude live?
They wanted us to think he was dead for real.
They tried it. They tried it, but Randy somehow gets the axe.
Yeah, I didn't like that about it. Randy could have survived.
I give this a lot more credit. I think its celebrity cameos were a little bit more fun now that the movie had a little bit more notoriety. Instead of your Drew Barrymore, you brought in Omar Epps and Jada Pinkett Smith, who I think their opening kill is not as impactful as the Drew Barrymore one, but it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun. It makes no sense.
None.
I've always been with it. I loved it. I loved it so much. And
the way that she died, though, like, it was so dramatic. She was like,
And this comes from me watching Scary Movie before I've seen any Scream movie. Right. And I'm just like, what the fuck?